Matthew chapter 1, from verse 18 down to verse 25. I think it'll come up on the screen as well, but let me read these verses about Joseph. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Jesus, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Just a few short verses really where we hear about Joseph in the New Testament, but in those 8 verses, what a roller coaster of emotions Joseph is on. Firstly, he's happily engaged to Mary, things seem to be going well, and then suddenly the wedding is off. It would appear that Mary has been unfaithful, she's pregnant, and Joseph undoubtedly is very down. And then suddenly there's an angel, and the angel says, actually, Mary's not been unfaithful, the wedding is back on. And not only that, but the angel gives this incredible message that the baby that Mary, Joseph's wife-to-be, is carrying is none other than the long-awaited Emmanuel, that he is God with us. He has come to save his people from their sins. What an incredible roller coaster for Joseph. I thought I'd had a busy week, but he has really, you know, been through the whole range of emotions here. But what I really want us to focus on is just the last couple of verses that we read here, where we see Joseph's response. After all this that's happened, after he hears this message from the angel, what did Joseph do? Well, we read, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. And he did exactly what the angel had told him to do. He responded positively to this message of what Christmas was all about. And I think as we see that positive response from Joseph, it shows us two things. Two things about Joseph to look at briefly. Firstly, is that he believed. Joseph believed the message. He accepted the truth of what Christmas is all about. That the baby, this baby who wasn't even born yet, was God himself. That he had come to save people from their sins. That all that the angel had said about this baby, Joseph believed was true. There was an incredible rescue mission taking place. And the whole of the Old Testament, which Joseph would have known well, was all pointing towards this baby. Now all of the great promises that the prophets of old had shared were coming to fulfillment in Jesus. And as we see Joseph's positive response, his obedient response, we understand that Joseph believed this message. And that is a challenge that continues for each one of us as we come to Christmas. The message of Christmas is not simply a nice story. It's not just something that makes a good nativity play or a pretty picture which looks good on a Christmas card. But the message of Christmas is, just as the angel said, all about Jesus and who he is. That he is God with us. That he came to save his people, each one of us, from our sins. And that is a message that needs a response. Whether it's passed on by an angel like it was for Joseph, whether it's shared from the front of a church, whether it is acted out in a school, whether it's emailed or posted on Facebook. It's a message that requires a response at the very heart of Christmas. Do we believe that message? Is Jesus who the angel said he was? Now, not just who the angel said he was, but as we read through the New Testament, who Jesus himself said he was. And as we continue after Jesus' ascension, who the apostles said Jesus was. Is Jesus at the center of Christmas, God come to earth? God come to save his people, come to save us from our sins. And that is the message of the Christmas, and we see that Joseph believed that message. And the challenge really to us at Christmas time is, do we believe that message? Joseph believed. And then the second thing I think we see as Joseph responds and accepts the message is that as he believes, as he accepts this message, well, Joseph's life is turned upside down. We saw in what we'd read, didn't we, that you know, Joseph had a plan, Joseph had made up his mind, situations had changed for him, he could no longer marry Mary, but because we read he was a good guy, he was a just or a righteous man, he'd thought things through, he was going to break the marriage off quietly, he wasn't going to drag Mary's name through the mud. And Joseph had considered all of these things, but suddenly this angel arrives with this message of Christmas. And as Joseph accepts and believes the message, his life is turned upside down. And we see that, you know, he will marry Mary. And in doing so, he will bear in some ways the shame of arriving in his hometown of Bethlehem with Mary very obviously pregnant, even though the two of them weren't yet married. That would have been an outrage in the day. In accepting and believing the message, his life is turned upside down as he takes on the cost and responsibility of providing for this baby boy. As he takes on the role of naming him. And so in naming him, Jesus, bringing him into his family. Because Joseph believes the message, his life is turned upside down. And yet, as it is turned upside down, his life is given real meaning and purpose and significance. And because Joseph was prepared for everything to change, was prepared to let God change everything that he had planned, well, 2,000 years later, we can still be sitting in this room today reading about Joseph and his response. Looking at that as a great example of how each one of us can respond to the message of Christmas. And Joseph believes his life is turned upside down, but in being turned upside down, he is brought into and made a part of God's great mission. And the message of Christmas, again, for us is a message in which we have to believe who Jesus was and what he came to do, that he was God with us, to rescue us from our sins. But just like for Joseph, that message can never just be a thought in our heads. It can never just be an opinion which doesn't really make any difference. If we believe that message, it is a message which turns our life upside down. A message which changes our plans and changes our priorities. A message that means that Christmas isn't just a nice break that we get to look forward to, or perhaps more likely a kind of a 2-month long season that we can't wait to see the end of. But instead, Christmas is, at the heart of Christmas, a message which transforms our life. A message which changes everything. Which means that after Christmas has finished, and we're all an extra kind of stone or two heavier, and the tinsel is back in the box, and we look forward to a new year, well, actually, we're able to approach that new year not worn down and weary, but with great joy and with great purpose and with a certain hope, because we go into that new year accepting who Jesus was, what he had done for us, and because of that, living our whole lives, giving the whole of our 2016 to glorifying God and living out his plans and his purpose and not our own. We live out this great news of this great message that we've been hearing all about, that God has come to save his people. A message which we are to believe, just as Joseph believed, a message which turns our life upside down, and a message, as we've been hearing the young guys say to us, which we are to share, as it brings hope and joy, not simply to us, but to all those in the world around us. And so that's our thought for this morning, as we think about Joseph, how he responded to that incredible message shared by an angel, and how that made all the difference for him, and how believing that message can make all the difference for each one of us too. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Christmas story, the true story, when you came to earth. You came to earth as a man and fully God, and came to rescue us from our sins. And we thank you that we can turn to the opening chapter of Matthew, and we can see there this great example of Joseph, a just and righteous man who believed the message, whose life was turned upside down because of his belief, and who was brought into your incredible mission and your rescue plan. Lord, we ask that you would help us to follow that example, that you would show us the truth that lies at the heart of Christmas. That as the angel said, Jesus came to save us from our sins. That it fulfills the Old Testament, that he is the long-awaited God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, we pray that you would help us to understand the truth of that message, and as we understand that, to be transformed in every aspect of our lives, to give everything to you as you gave everything for us. Lord, we thank you for the wonder of the gospel, which does not stop at Christmas, but continues through the life of Jesus, through his death at Easter, through his resurrection, showing his victory and power over death, and through his ascension to heaven, to sit at the right hand of God the Father, where we too can one day be, if we put our trust in this message, that Jesus came to save sinners. And we pray all of these things in his name. Amen.